Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome to Overnight America. Oh, man. Let's see if I can remember how to do this radio thing. It feels all right to be back. I can't lie. It was fun. I liked having the week off. And it's a preview of things to come because I have another week off for Thanksgiving week. And I have another week off, well, actually 2 weeks off at the end of the year for Christmas and New Year. So I'm pretty excited about all of that. But I got a lot done, at least family-wise, over the past week. We had my parents come into town. I got to meet some of the family relatives. I've lived here 2.5 years. I have some extended family that lives here, and I have made no effort to reach out to them. So my parents coming into town, we had a chance to do it then, which was nice. And I actually had the opportunity to say goodbye to the Loop Trolley, knowing this thing is going to be departing for the last time here soon enough. There's no way they're going to revive this thing, right? There's no way. But it feels good to be back. I have no idea what I missed because I would check my emails, but I really didn't pay much attention, at least as close as I normally would, to all the day-to-day news. I tried to take a break from that, too. I feel like the ones that take social media breaks during the weekends, some of the different commentators and the personalities that I follow online, they turn off the weekend, mostly because they need it for their own sanity's sake. And I feel like I should be doing things like that, too. I really should. And just over the past week, I went on basically light mode. You know how they have regular mode and light mode? I went on light mode, and it was nice. It was refreshing. So got a lot to get to in this hour. I can keep things open. If you want to text in, you can at 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Happy to be back. Tonight's a double duty night, too. I'll tell you about that in a moment. But we're going to have a friend of mine on. His name is Mike Couchman. He's a local program director of two Christian radio stations in town. I'm curious, are the Christian radio stations going to play Kanye West Christian album? So if you haven't heard the album, it came out on Friday, and I listened to most of the songs on it, and I'm going to play some of it for you so you can hear it for yourself. I got to say, I was really not expecting this. Later to next hour, we're going to hook up with our friends in Canada. The Late Shift. Drex is still on leave, which means that by next weekend, we should hook up with him again. But his fill-in host, Shane Hewitt's out of Calgary, we're going to join him live at 12:30. Very excited to talk about some other things that are going on that I've noticed since we were gone, but some Halloween things in the last hour. And I'm actually playing double duty tonight. If you don't know what double duty is, I am going to be hosting this show, Overnight America, and then I'm going to be sticking around the radio station for a few hours after the show. And then I was asked to fill in for one of our sister stations, 97.1. Mark Cox is out on Monday, so I'm going to be doing his show. So 3 hours here tonight with you. I'm going to do 4 hours on our sister station afterwards. And I'm going to give this a try to just do the double shift. By tomorrow, I'm sure I'm going to be belly aching for sure. Lots and lots and lots and lots of belly aching going on there. So lots to get to on the show too. And I want to thank everyone that messaged me when I was gone. I got some really nice messages. I hope you enjoyed the guest hosts. Quite a full range of guest hosts. I hope you really did get into that. All right, so 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120 is the number. So Kanye West on Friday put out his new album. Kanye West has gone through quite a transformation. Kanye West is a weird character anymore. So it all started when he started to put on the Make America Great Again hat and people started to say, what's going on here? Well, he's gone through some other transformations in the past year, almost 2 years. It's been quite a weird road he's been traveling on. And part of it was that he would go out there and say he's tired of people telling him what to think. And he's tired of people to say he has to think a certain way because of the color of his skin. And while he was saying these things and doing these things, he showed up at the White House with former NFL running back Jim Brown. And he had those meetings with President Trump. And he would go out and give these interviews. And people were starting to push Kanye aside because they said, you know, a rapper shouldn't be talking like this, a.k.a. sitting down in the White House with President Trump, who's, you know, one of the most hated figures that that industry has ever seen. And then they really pushed him even further because it just proved the point, which was, you're trying to control the way I think, so I reject that. You know, I'm going to think for myself. It's quite a powerful moment when you can go out there and all of the peers and the people that you've worked with and the people that you know and your friends, they all go out there and try to force you to do one thing and you think independent from them. And you're not necessarily separating yourself from them. You're just saying that I'm just going to say what I want to say. I'm going to feel what I want to feel. I'm not going to let you push me around with that. It's a really liberating thing. And I think Kanye, when that started to happen, there had to have been other things going on in the background of his mind. And part of that was his transformation to be a Christian artist. And in the recent months, we found that he is starting to say that he's rejecting all of his old music. In a recent interview, he even said that he's going to perhaps go back and sanitize his previous songs and perhaps re-record some of his old hits in ways that are not, you know, too profane and sexual in nature and demeaning and all of these things that you've seen in some of the rapper's music. And he's also said that he's turning a new leaf. He's going to only do gospel music from here on out, and he's going to do worship music, and he's going to go into churches, and he's going to sing his gospel songs. And for the longest time, people were scratching their heads, and they were trying to figure out what's going on. On Friday, he released his album called Jesus is King. Now, as someone that's a Christian, I look at moments like this where you have people from the secular world that try to capitalize on Christianity. We see this in movies all the time. Hollywood puts out a blockbuster about Christians, and Hollywood does this and Hollywood does that. There's very, very few actual Christians that do anything when it comes to major motion pictures. It's so few and far between. And you see a couple of these independent film organizations putting these things out. And for the most part, you got to kind of know who they are. It's not like you'll see them promoted like crazy. Normally, if you're inside the circles, you see them on Facebook and people sharing and people showing the trailers. And all things considered, it doesn't have the same feel as a major motion picture. It's not like you're going to get a $100 million Avengers movie where it takes, you know, or $150 million. You know, some of these big end, they have a lot of special effects and they have a giant budget and a giant marketing and giant stars and these things. And then you have this, well, they were able to scrape together $5 million to film this one Christian movie, but it's still good. So you should go see it. And it's got a good message. Normally, that's the type of tears you see when they try to compete with the Hollywood, and you really can't compete. And then you get the same former Hollywood actors in all the movies. Kevin Sorbo, you know, he played Hercules, he's in all of them, and Kirk Cameron, he's in like all of them. So you have the actors that are, you know, used to be known, but then they had moments where they just went specifically for Christian movies. Kanye's a different type of cat because, I mean, he is fresh out of, like, if you were to go back and look at just his previous album covers, you know, you're talking about very sexualized, demeaning things towards women, lyrics-wise, very profane, lots of swear words, nothing that you would associate with a Christian artist. But he said he's past all of that now and put out Jesus is King. Do you want to hear what some of these songs sound like? Here's what Kanye West sounds like now. Let me play the one that a lot of people have been commenting on. It's called Closed on Sunday. The reason they've been commenting on this one online is because he mentions Chick-fil-A in it. So we'll play some of it here. And the whole album itself has to be a really short album. All the songs are like a minute and a half to 3 minutes long. He doesn't have these long tracks. All right. when I first listened to this, I thought, I was not expecting, number one, a soft type of Kanye West approach. I thought it would be just him doing his regular thing and just changing the lyrics around. And I tell you the truth, when you look at the reviews online, music critics and things, the one that have been talking about this, they say this is top three of his all-time albums. Like, they give it a lot of acclaim.
Close on Sunday, you my Chick-fil-A. Close on Sunday, you my Chick-fil-A. Hold the selfies, put the gram away. Get your family, y'all hold hands and pray. When you got daughters, always keep them safe. Watch out for vipers, don't let them indoctrinate. Closed on Sunday, you my Chick-fil-A. You're my number one with the lemonade. Raise our sons, train them in the faith. Through temptations, make sure they're wide awake. Follow Jesus, listen and obey. No more living for the culture, we nobody's slave. Stand up for my home.
See, this is Kanye West now.
Even if I take this walk alone.
All right, so that's a part of a song called Closed on Sunday. That's kind of the new Kanye West. I wish Jerome was still listening. Jerome used to call in and do the raps for our show, and he knew about all of this stuff. And I remember one time he called in about Kanye West and said he was kind of a has-been, but he was the, I think, number one grossing artist last year. I don't think any musical artist made more money than he did last year. I mean, this is like the top musical artist in the world, Kanye West, going to Christianity. Let me play one more. This one is called Follow God, and I'm very curious about how the Christian music radio stations will approach a controversial figure like this. So I actually talked to Mike Couchman, who's the PD of two local Christian stations here in town, and I asked him about it. Are they going to embrace this, or are they going to shy away from it? We'll talk to him in a couple of minutes. So this one's called Follow God.
Stretch my hands to you.
Life like this is what your life like. Try to live the life right. People really know you push your buttons like type right. This is like a movie, but it's really very lifelike. Every single night, right? Every single fight, right? I was looking at the gram and I don't even like likes. I was screaming at my daddy, told me it ain't Christ-like. I was screaming at the referee, just like Mike. Looking for a bright light. Seagull, what your life like? Riding on a white bike, feeling like a sight.
All right, so what do you think? This is Kanye West. Puts this out. Wow. I was not expecting it to be good, but it's actually, it's very fascinating to me to see this. I don't think this is his, you know, listen, I can talk from my own personal experience. Do you understand when you have a transformation in your life and your soul, you're not the finished creature at the start that you are at the end of your journey, right? At the very start of things, you still make a lot of mistakes. You still do a lot of things that you regret. But the whole thing about you accepting and allowing these things to go on and submitting to God, and this is the trail you go on. So this is an early indication of greater things for him, perhaps. I don't know. What do you think? I want you to text in and tell me if you think it's good or if you think it's terrible. Tell me, just generally speaking, musically, what do you think? 314-436-7900 is the number. Or 800-925-1120. It's Overnight America, KMOX. Welcome back to Overnight America. It does feel good to be back. I'm starting to get back into it. It feels better once you get the repetitions in. Let me get to Greg down in Afton. Hey, Greg, what's going on?
Wrecker.
Oh yeah. How have you been?
I've been very well, thank you. Been busy.
What do you think of the Kanye West new songs?
Well, everyone takes their own path in life to get to heaven. I'm thinking, well, just don't idolize him. just listen to the music and see what you think. Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone's going to have their own opinion, and it's not bad to talk about God and Jesus and everything like that. I mean, I go to Mass pretty much every Sunday. I go for the grace because I'm arguing with God throughout the whole week. By the time I'm done with what I've seen and heard on TV and the radio and whatever and life, I need the rest.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
You need the rest. What do you think of it generally as just music? What do you think of the songs?
Well, I'm not into that kind of music. I was listening to what you played, and you know, it's okay. I'm more of a traditionalist. I like true singing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the talk and the poems. I call it poetry. I don't know if that's music or not, but it's more like poetry.
Mm.
But you know, hey. If whatever floats your boat, if it makes you feel good, hey, that's great. I mean, just what our problem is we idolize people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and don't need to idolize. Just, I mean, look at some artists who are no longer with us, and they've had some terrible things that happened in their life, and they caused some terrible things in their life, but their music is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Not naming names. I like how an artist used to sing and dance.
Yeah.
He's no longer with us, and he had problems. But I love what he did while he was on Earth when he was doing the correct thing in life.
Hmm. You know, when we go back and examine this moment in this album, I'm hoping it's a long-term game for him, and it's not something that... to me, it seems like you can't pressure Kanye. And I got to say, when I go back and think about rock star mentality... And you can look at the 70s or the 60s, 70s, 80s, things like that. They kind of went against what was popular, and they created something that was very artistic. And those are the things that you tend to remember. Right now, if you look at what's popular and what's secular, he's going absolutely against the grain. These are the type of moments you remember long term. This is a fascinating moment in music history, I think. It's a very rock star thing for him to do something like this.
And I do believe he is going through a time. I don't know if it's good, bad, or whatever. I do believe he's taking a different type of journey.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where that takes him and where he likes, where he wants to go, I don't know if it'll be the same. But let's just hope and pray that he's doing what he needs to do. I mean, look at it this way. He does things that are different. You got to admit that.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Greg. Good to hear from you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, he does do things very different. You know, when President Trump went into office, one of the things that they always mentioned was that, oh, he's a billionaire. He doesn't need this, right? He could just retire and do his own thing and live the rest of his life and be happy and do whatever. He doesn't need the pressures, and he doesn't need everything that comes along with the office of the president of the United States. But he did it anyway because love of country, things... Yeah, you can name a bunch of different reasons why he would want to do something like this. The prestige... For the rest of time, you'll go down as a president of the United States. There's nothing more prestigious than something like that. So you can look at all these things. Well, you can draw some comparisons to Kanye West here in the sense that he was the biggest musical artist. Last year, he grossed more money than anyone else doing what he was doing. And he was also someone that didn't need to be the one out there to make a change in order to try to revive himself musically or anything like that. He didn't have to do any of this. In fact, he would be better off if he didn't, but he decided to do it anyway, which to me, you would put that in the category of this is more genuine than not. What's also interesting to me is that the lifestyle of what's around him and how is this going to affect his family and how much does this really mean for him and will there be some sort of transformation with the other members of his family? A lot to question on something like this. Lots of interesting songs, too. I would say if you want to get an idea for yourself what these things are like, you can go listen to it yourself. I found that they just posted it on YouTube. Like, Kanye West's YouTube page has it on there for free. Like, you can just stream it right now if you wanted to go listen to it. I know there's other streaming services that offer it. But each of his songs have... I don't know, 850,000 views, a million views here and there. So it's people are listening to it fairly quickly. And the critics, the ones that I've read online, they all rank this as some of his best work. I think the fans that show up not knowing exactly what to expect or have never listened to Christian style of music, or at least the messages that are inside of that music, those are the ones that were shocked the most, because they thought they were going to go in and get this old Kanye and all the hits and the songs that he had in the past. But that wasn't the case with something like these, with the previews and some of the different viewing sessions that they've had in the past. Apparently there's a documentary that's been following him around, that there's going to be a motion documentary that'll be released sometime soon, where you can actually see this in person, what it was like to record this. Maybe you'll get a better idea for him there. I want to see more of these interviews that come out. I'd love to talk to Kanye sometime about this. I wonder what that means for him, if he's actually going to do radio interviews. I'd love to talk to him. You know, we might have some time to play our interview with Mike Couchman, who's the PD of two local Christian stations. Maybe we'll try to get to him next on Overnight America KMOX. Joining us now is the program director for Joy FM and Boost Radio here in St. Louis, Missouri, Mike Couchman. Thank you so much for coming on to Overnight America.
Hey, I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having us.
How many Joy FM stickers do you have on your car?
I'm down to zero now. Whoa. Because I was afraid that my driving would represent the station poorly.
All right, so you program So there's two actual radio stations. Both of them have Christian content on it, music, and they kind of vary in different ways. My wife's a big fan of Joy FM. She listens to Joy FM more than she listens to me. The only time she actually listens to this program is when she reads the little notes and she sees Ryan talks about his wife, and then she'll listen to it. Well, I wanted to talk to you about the big news that happened over the weekend in Christian music, and a lot of people are trying to get their footing around Kanye West's new album that came out called Jesus is King. And had you had a chance to listen to it yet?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I've been listening to it all weekend. I listened to it probably about three times on Friday and at least twice as many more times since Friday.
As someone that listens to a ton of Christian music, what are your takeaways of this Kanye West album?
Sure. So at first I was listening from with your radio ear, are there songs on here that we need to be aware of that we should consider playing? And partially hoping so, partially hoping not. and just wondering, you know, because Kanye is so infamous for things that he has said and done over the years, so like, what version of Kanye are we going to get on here? And I have to say, I was pleasantly surprised. I mean, it's from an artistic point of view and from a lyrical standpoint, it's really a great piece of work.
Wow. Okay. And I've seen people online that are very big Kanye West fans, and they say this is some of his best work that he's ever put out there. I don't really know a lot of Kanye's music. I understand he's very popular. I've heard some of his most popular songs, but I don't know really a lot about the in-depth catalog of his. But I really started to pay attention after he went through this transformation over the past year, and you saw him change as a person. You see him show up in the White House, and you see him talking about, you know, people that are always trying to push messages onto him, and he's trying to reject these worldly messages. And you think, this is kind of interesting to see this side of a major personality, one of the biggest musical artists maybe of this generation, but certainly of currently right now. And then he goes and says, well, I'm going to reject everything that is of this world, and I'm going to start putting out gospel music from here on forth. Everyone wanted to hear what the music sounded like, and it finally came out. And I started to listen to some of the music, and I was really, like, before I pushed play, I don't know what it was like for you, but before I pushed play on it, I thought, I really don't know what I'm about to get. Like, I have no idea. It was a total mystery. And then when I played it, I was pleasantly surprised, not only by the lyrics, but the way it sounded. I played it for my wife, who listens to Joy FM and a lot of Christian music. She said she liked it. She was surprised as well. And it really took me by surprise. I think that's the best way to put it. And I really don't know what the long term will be for a Kanye West, but at least this one album, it's a step in the right direction for him. How about that?
Yeah, I really felt the exact same way.
Yeah. What were some of your favorite songs on that album? Is there any one that stood out?
Sure. So I was the first listening through my radio ear. Can we find songs for the radio? And then when nothing obvious popped out, then I was listening the second time around to see what I missed. Then the third time around, I was listening for enjoyment. And track two, which is Sayla. Does anyone listen by tracks anymore? Because we all listen online. But the song Sayla was the first one that jumped out at me. I just the overall ambience of that song, how clear the message was in that song, that made it one of my favorites. And then the song that he has with Fred Hammond, which I want to say is a little bit later in the project, where he talks about the people that are going to judge him are going to be his fellow Christians. And just kind of how we worked through that was a pretty strong message that I hope people who are skeptical or inclined to judge, I hope they take that song to heart.
That's fascinating, because you mentioned at some point you were hoping to find something that you would like to play on the radio and hoping not. Is that why?
Yes.
Because you felt like some people would listen to this and be very skeptical. You'd be getting a lot of messages from listeners saying, how could you play a Kanye West on your radio station?
Yeah, I mean, everyone's got an opinion all over the spectrum. So the concern was, if there's something on here that just screams, you must play this, how do we answer, you know, in a God-honoring way? And truthfully, this is how we came to our decision. So, you know, Kanye actually, probably without meaning to, help answer some of those questions just in the lyrics of the songs on this project.
Are you going to play any of the songs on one of your stations?
You know, we actually will on Boost, which is our hip-hop leaning station, so it makes a lot of sense there. For Joy FM, just cohesively, sonically, it's not really the style that Joy FM listeners come to us for. It'd be like asking a country station to play Metallica or something, right? They're just, from a audio point of view, there's just nothing that matches what most of the audience wants from us. But Boost really seems like it's going to gel really well.
Wow. How about that? So this came out on a Friday, which is kind of weird. You don't see a lot of new music. Was it Friday this came out? I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you start to critique music like this, you mentioned one of the things, at least for me, is that you got to put, to me, I put my guard up. I think, okay, this is someone that definitely is a very worldly artist. I'm very skeptical too. Like when I moved to St. Louis a couple of years ago, and we started visiting churches. You go to some of these churches and you start to get a feel for the way that they worship, and then you have to start to discern a few things about what they're doing, even though you don't really know per se, but you can kind of see the way that they do certain things inside their service, worship service or whatnot. Are they really glorifying God, or are they mostly doing it to try to get people through the door? And I kind of had that same type of skepticism for Kanye. I thought, is he really doing this? What's the motives here, knowing that his complete background? Because you can go back and just look at his album art from like his last two albums, and you look at that and say, what in the world? You know, like pretty graphic, sexual natures, a lot of songs with swear words, things like that. So you got to be very skeptical, or not, maybe skeptical is not the right word, but you have to be very protective, because if you're going to listen to these type of songs and you're going to try to take the messages and look at the way that he's saying it, you have to be very protective of the things that you listen to. So I'm assuming that you had your guard up too for a lot of it.
Yeah, I did not on a personal level, but I did for those in my audience who are in our audience who would be skeptical, and had a lot of conversations about this with people that work at similar kinds of radio stations over the weekend, and talked to my boss about it this afternoon as well. And I kind of landed on the, is it okay if I share a Bible verse?
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a verse in Philippians chapter 1, 18, and it kind of just cuts through all of those things that, even if all of our worst assumptions are true, that it is some kind of weird gimmick, or his meds aren't working, or he's gone off his meds, or whatever, the sentence is this: what does it matter? The important thing is that in every way, from false motives or true, Christ is preached, and because of this, I rejoice. Mm-hmm. And so, that kind of just speaks to the heart of the matter. And this may be the first and last God-honoring thing Kanye ever does, or it could be the first of a bunch of amazing projects. We'll never know. Mm-hmm. But in this situation right here and right now, Jesus is King is all that anyone is talking about. And every time they talk about Kanye, they get redirected to talk about Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. That is Mike Couchman, the program director for two local Christian stations here, Joy FM and Boost Radio. And I might have to play the continuation of that interview maybe in the last hour if we have some time. But I really wanted to thank him for coming on and talking about this, because in the radio industry, you seem to know a lot of different people from different radio backgrounds and different formats and things like that. So when something like this happens, the first thing I think of is, who in the radio industry can I talk to about it to get their professional opinion? It's nice to have that sort of circle of people you can talk to. And there's certainly a lot of radio people to go to. I like it. So I wanted to thank him again for coming on to the show. and he has zero Joy FM stickers on his car. How is that possible? You work for that station, not have a million. That's, anywhere you go, you see those things. All right, coming up in the next hour, a few things I wanted to get to, which is Steve Stenger's prison release date has been moved up. What is going on there? And I have an idea for anyone that decides that it's a good idea to go around a stopped school bus. Anyone that goes around a stopped school bus, and if you hit a kid when you're doing it, I got an idea for the perfect punishment. We're going to talk some Halloween later in the show, too. Interesting costume was taken off the shelf. Some interesting St. Louis traditions I'm still trying to figure out. And our friend from The Late Shift, guest host Shane Hewitt, is going to join us live from Calgary at 12:30. Really looking forward to hooking up with him coming up on Overnight America.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.